News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Founder of the disaster Fyre Festival has announced Fyre Festival 2.0 in a controversial move, with some tickets costing up to $1.1 million. And for more on this, I'm joined by Serena Bellissimo, journalist. Good morning to you, Serena. This is nuts. Who in their right mind would sign up for these tickets?
Yeah, like I had to check the date when I saw this story. I really thought it was an April Fool's joke. I mean, he's been proven that, you know, he tried to put this festival on in 2017. It didn't work. And now he's come back again and you're going, okay, he's going to come back with something small scale. And no, he's, as you said, like tickets are ranging from $1,400 right up to 1.1. And Ciara, nothing has been announced. It's still like just a vague concept. But this time what he's doing differently is he's saying he's not organising it all himself. He's brought on partners. So he's talking about all these partners and what they're going to do, but we still don't know what he's going to do.
Remind people, like, this guy was convicted of fraud after the last festival. The original Fyre Festival. This spawned loads and loads of documentaries and went viral worldwide. He was described by Vanity Fair as the poster boy for millennial scamming. He spent 4 years in prison. Remind people what happened in Fyre 1, which was described as being closer to the Hunger Games than Coachella at one stage.
I like that description. So basically, it was 2017. It was in the Bahamas. They were promised this upscale festival. We had social influencers up on there promoting it, even though they weren't quite sure about it. So, you know, the likes of Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Emily Ratajkowski, Ja Rule was really linked with this. And people paid – the reason why it was scandalous is – people paid up to $250,000 for the tickets. As soon as they arrived, they're like, there's something not quite right. Their luxurious villas were like these dodgy tents that had been set up. Famously, their exquisite dinner was a cheese sandwich. So no artists turned up. They were trying to get off the island. People still don't really have their money back. And this is what he's saying.
Apparently he still owes $26 million. But I loved his optimism, though. He said people who are adventure seekers and trust the vision will buy these tickets. How would you trust the vision, Serena?
I know. And especially, Ciara, when there is no exact vision out there. Like,
no, you know, there's no really lineup. There's no musical acts announced. Nothing like that.
No. And he's telling us, you know, it's not just about the musical acts. It's also about the experiences you get to have. Like, I may have a professional skateboarder out there teaching you how to
skateboard.
Yeah. So I don't understand. As I said, he's trying to say that this is more legit because I have partners, but I'm still not sure what those partners are doing.
He also said, this is hilarious, since 2016, Fyre Festival has been the most talked about music festival in the world. Most of it was negative, but still, it was, but only because it was an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah. Well, his adage must be all publicity is good publicity.
Oh, man.
And the prices we were speaking about, you know, 1400 to 1 million. The 1400 just gets you to the island. It doesn't actually include anything. You then have to buy everything. If you're taking the $1 million package, there's only 8 tickets that are being sold for this. Apparently, it includes luxury villas, a place to dock your yacht, a private jet to Cancun, and more. But even that, there's no talk about what's happening when you get there.
Yeah.
But look, if you're stupid enough to pay the $1 million based on this, you've got to be questioning
yourself.
Maybe
he's just hoping to get rights in the next Netflix documentary. Who knows? Thank you for joining us. I think it's my favorite story of the day. Thank you so much, Serena. That's Serena Bellissimo there, entertainment journalist. Would you sign up, Shane?
No.
No.
who would?
Who in their
who
right
would?
Mind?
I know,
absolutely.
I know.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.